the rest of the story. A great leader was stepping down, saying goodbye. Indeed, amid humanity's vast collection of famous last words, these are among the most famous. He wished for his nation, quote, that your union and brotherly affection may be perpetual, that the free Constitution, which is the work of your hands, may be sacredly maintained, that its administration in every department may be stamped with wisdom and virtue, and that in time the happiness of the people of these states, under the auspices of liberty, may be made complete. Most eloquent parting sentiments. And yet they were only a preamble to statements even more profound. Almost prophetically, he confirmed the absolute necessity of an inseparable union. He proclaimed the importance of religion and morality, which he described as the two great pillars of human happiness. He warned that national morality could not prevail in exclusion of religious principle. He pronounced upon the significance of education, saying, promote then, as an object of primary importance, institutions for the general diffusion of knowledge. In proportion as the structure of a government gives force to public opinion, it is essential that public opinion should be enlightened, end quote. And then he imparted to his country that which apparently he believed was the most important message of all, a plea for complete international neutrality. Stay out of other people's business, he warned. The date, September 17, 1796, and the leader, perhaps our greatest leader, was saying goodbye. And each generation since has recalled and revered those parting words of instruction and affection, words forever to be known as Washington's farewell address. Washington's farewell address. For nearly two centuries now, we as a nation have cherished the words with which George Washington declined a third presidential term, the wise and eloquent parting comments known forever after as Washington's farewell address. And yet, even as we regard that profound and compelling message with reverence, it is as though subsequent generations have overlooked its lasting wisdom. Our Constitution was to be less than sacredly maintained. Our government for the whole was to be cut in half in an uncivil war. Our gradual exclusion of religious principle was to result in a waning of national morality. And our equal and impartial hand in international affairs was to be swallowed up in a web of the entangling alliances against which he had tried to warn us. In other words, we've largely ignored the advice of Washington's farewell address. We have shrugged ourselves free from his final embrace. So I suppose now is as good a time as any for you to learn the rest of the story. That which has been historically described as our first president's only famous speech was never spoken, was never orally publicly delivered by George Washington. He instead submitted a manuscript to a Philadelphia newspaper for publication. And that's not all. Those famous last words just happened to have been written 4 years prior to their publication. Ghostwritten by James Madison. Subsequently revised by John Hay. And further revised by Alexander Hamilton. In other words, Washington's farewell address was neither an address, nor was it Washington's. And now you know the rest of the story.